Mishnah. Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalet. We are on Daf Yud Dalet. We're at the Mishnah. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so now, it's not hard, it's a little complicated. Here we go. Steh Achuzah, we said, was L'Hakel U'L'Hachmer. Had a Kula and a Chumrah. What's Steh Achuzah? Steh Achuzah is land that you got just because you went into Eretz Yisrael. You didn't buy it. Right? You can buy land. You can get Steh Achuzah's inheritance land from Yeshua Ben Nun, gave your family. And it's for yours forever. And you can sell that too. You can sell it to somebody else. It's not really a sale. It's really a rental. And we'll see what happens. So Steh Achuzah L'Hakel U'L'Hachmer. Why? Kate said why. What's Kula and Chumrah? Echara Makdish B'Cholas HaMachuz. Whether you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's cheap. Cholas HaMachuz means it's cheap. It's cheap land. Thank you. It's cheap land. Vechara Makdish B'Pardesios Sabzati. Or it's expensive land. Doesn't make a difference what the price is. Now you want to redeem it, right? Now it says, no sane. You donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Why'd you do that? Because you wanted to be Makdish to the Beis. People do that all the time. So people can Makdish, money. They can donate money to the Beis HaMikdash. They can donate items, things the Beis HaMikdash needs. They can donate land. Let the Beis HaMikdash, have a side business of growing tomatoes on land in Eretz Yisrael. But that's very good. Now somebody else can redeem that land. I'll give the Beis HaMikdash money. I'll take over the tomato business, right? So anybody could do that. The original owner, right, he comes home and says to his wife, you know what I did? I donated the land to the Beis HaMikdash. She says, what's the matter with you, you fool? You have to go get redeem it back. So if you want to redeem it, whether it's you or someone else that wants to redeem it, there's a set price, no matter by the way, this is the most prime real estate in Yerushalayim, or it's in the desert, in the swamp, it's worthless. It doesn't make a difference. The price is, no sin, you have to give, Zera Chomer Seorim, the amount you can plant in a Chomer of barley, which is a certain area, Chamishim shekel b'kesef, for 50 shekel of kesef. It's a set price. Doesn't make a difference if it's the most best land or the worst land, same price. If you want to redeem ancestral land, it's a set price. 50 shekel for a certain area. The area is the amount of wheat, of barley you could plant in a chomer. Now, Rashi points out, this 50 shekel is only true if it's the first year after Yovel. Because Rashi says, "Im tchilas yovel haya v'im lo." But if it's not, if it's the 40th year of Yovel, only 10 years left, then lo migarei lefia v'im lo. And if not, migarei lefia shanim sha'avru tela upudyon l'shana k'disiv kura. It comes out to be really, it's really a shekel per year. It's 50 shekel. Coincidentally, there are 50 years in a Yovel, so it's basically one shekel per year. So there's 10 years left. You're only really going to give 10 shekel. Then Rashi says, "Upudyon." Punyon is a very small, like a penny. We'll get to that. That's a complicated gemara, where that punyon comes from. So it's really 50 shekel, really for 50 years. If it's less than 50 years, there'll be an adjustment. Prorated, exactly. It's prorated. Doesn't make a difference how much it's worth, how little it's worth. It's a set price. So it's a kula and a chumrah, depending on what the land was.
What about how much land it is?
It's the amount of land that you could plant a chomer of barley.
So
less will be prorated, more will be prorated. That's the land.
So if it's an acre, it's four times that.
Whatever, exactly. If it's double that, it's double that. If it's half that, it's half that. That's the price.
And if it's not redeemed after 50 years?
I don't remember. We're going to learn what happens. Either it goes back to the guy, back to the owner, it goes to the Kahanim. Different lands have different rules.
Well, Yovel also just go back to the original owner, no?
Don't worry. We're going to learn the whole thing today. Now, Ubisdei Mikneh, but if it's land that you bought, right? You bought land, and then you donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Not ancestral land, you bought land. You own land, you bought land. Now you donate it, then no sin is shavuyah. You give its value. Like anything else you donate and you want to redeem from the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give its value. Okay? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad stay mikna, ve'echad stay achuza, whether it's stay mikna or stay achuza, it's 50 shekel. Okay, that's what he says. Why? He learns out of a pasuk. So what's the difference between the two? Between Steh Achuzah and Steh Mikneh, if they're both 50 shekel? Are there any differences? Mar says, yes. Steh Achuzah, who knows Sein Chomesh? If you're the owner and you want to redeem it, you have to pay an extra fifth. Right? Ube Steh Mikneh, ain't no Sein Chomesh. And if it's land that you bought, you don't have to pay that fifth.
It's Straight buy.
It's a straight redeeming it back. You donated it. Your wife got angry at you, so you have to redeem it back. It's worth $100. You have to give $125. It's really a quarter. If it's day mitna, just give $100. You get it back.
Can anybody?
Yes, anyone can redeem it. Yes.
Both of them.
Yes, I believe so.
Well,
yeah. Because I'm only trying to think of a way why you redeem something and then get it back. Why would you do that? Why would you redeem something and then want to redeem it back? Why would you donate something? Okay. So, Amar Rav Huna said, Hiknish stay Malaya Ilanos. So now, does the land mean only the land or things growing on the land? So, says Rav Huna the following statement, Hiknish stay Malaya Ilanos. You donated an orchard. You donated an acre of apple trees. Apple trees, and you donated the apple trees and the land underneath. The whole thing you gave to the Beis HaMikdash. So kishu poda, when you're redeeming it, poda ilonos bishvuyon, first you redeem the trees, whatever they're worth. V'chozeu poda karka bezera chomes or mechavishvayel kesef. But the land itself is, we're talking about stei achuza. The trees you redeem, whatever they're worth. The land you redeem at the set Beis HaMikdash price. Hikdish stei malaya ilonos. You donated it.
Yeah.
You will makdish it. You will makdish it. What is it? It's the Achuza. Yeshua Benun gave it to me, and now I'll makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. So when I redeem it back, the trees are a separate cheshbon. The trees is a regular cheshbon. If I donate this chair, and then I say, oh, I made a mistake, I want to redeem it back. I redeem the chair, I got to pay. I can do that. Same thing over here. I donated trees. The trees I redeem at the regular rate. The land underneath, that I redeem at the Beis HaMikdash rate, which is 50 shekel for a chomer of area that could sow a chomer of barley. Okay, so he's differentiating between the trees and the land.
Right. So if I had a building on top of it, same thing too?
Yes. Yes. Alma, Kasava Rav Huna held, Ada Makdish, Be'en Yafa Makdish. When you donate something, you donate it with Ayin Yafa. What does that mean, Ayin Yafa? So Rashi says, Ilanos levad v'karka levad. You donated two different things. They have two different halachas. Two different worlds. Velosha yifte ilanos agav karka. Not that I'm donating the trees agav the karka. No way. Separate. So I want to redeem it, and it costs me a lot more money. It costs me a fortune. Okay? Now, Eishir Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna a question. Our Mishnah said, Echad ha-makdash b'tchilas ha-mechuz, v'echad ha-makdash v'verdesio sav-savti nosim beis zera chomos or mechuz shahel kesef. Our Mishnah said, it doesn't make a difference if you donated prime real estate in the old city, and it doesn't make a difference if you donated some swamp in some desert somewhere in Israel. It doesn't make a difference. It's the same price. Now, I didn't translate the words. I just said cheap and expensive. But the words really are, chos ha-mechuz is some kind of vineyard or something. And Pardesio Sabzati is some kind of Pardesim, some kind of orchards. So what do you see? That whatever's on the land, it's not redeemed separately. It comes with the land, it's the same price. So everyone, you're wrong. How could you say that? The Mishnah says not like you. The Mishnah says you redeem, you have good stuff or junk, but it says fruits. So Amalei, nah, it doesn't. There's nothing there. What the Mishnah meant to say was, is coming up. It's right to plant something. Some areas you can't plant anything. You can't plant. This was right to plant. Happens to be it's in a junky area. Nobody wants it. It's right to plant. So therefore, I'm not wrong. There is nothing there. And it's just land. It's just land. It's only one price. If there's something on the land, two prices. One for what's on the land, the trees, and one for the land itself. Eisvei, another question. There's a pasuk. The pasuk never says these words. Beis Zera. Never says Beis Zera. It never says that. It says Zera, right? It says, Im Estei Miknosu Ashalom Istei Achuzasu Yakdash Lashem. If you're going to be Makdish, I'm sorry, Im Istei Achuzasu Yakdash Ish Lashem. If you're going to be Makdish, Istei Achuzasu Hashem. V'haya Erkechalafi Zero Zera Chomets Arbachish. The pasuk says that. It's a pasuk that says the redemption price is the amount of barley you could plant in a Chomer of land. That's the price. So says Eisvei, Akash on Rav Huna, it says Beis Zera, Ein Li'el Beis Zera. I only know barley. So the gefanim, what if it's grapes? So the kanim, what if it's reeds? So the ilanot, what if it's trees? Minolot, how do you know it's the same price? Talmud Lomar, Sada, Mikol Makom. Right? So what do you see? No matter what's on there, it's the same price. What are you talking about, Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, oh, trees, it's a separate price. Trees is one price, and lands another price. But the price says straight out. That the pasuk says barley, not just barley, grapes, apples, or oranges, whatever it is.
No, he's also confusing the two. It says, what's the size?
What?
How much measurement can you make of a homer of barley? It's a size.
Right.
It's not a material.
So one second. And what if the barley is already there?
Doesn't make a difference.
So
let's say
it's an acre.
An acre.
Right.
So
an acre of land that you can plant barley.
Right. He's not saying.
And what about an acre of land you can plant grapes?
It doesn't work the same.
So it's mashma that there's grapes there. Right, mashma's grapes there, and there's apples there, and it's mashma. So the Gemara doesn't give your answer. I hate your answer. Monty's trying to say that it just means the size of the land. It doesn't mean there's anything on there. The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara doesn't give your answer. The Gemara gives a different answer. You know what the Gemara answers?
Because the vineyard uses different measurements.
Right.
It's not saying, wouldn't it give that answer?
No, no one's going to give that answer. What? What? No, it's a good question. It's a very good question.
The original measurement of 1 foot was the length of a foot. What if you didn't have a foot? It doesn't matter. It's the length.
I understand. That's what Mati's saying. So the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara answers, when the Pasuk says over here that you redeem the land, it leaves out half the sentence. First it says, the Pasuk leaves out the fact that first you redeem the trees. Then you redeem the land. You hear that? Amalei hachinami podeh. First you redeem the trees. And v'chozev v'podeh. And then you redeem the land. You're right. Two stages.
It makes sense.
It does?
Yeah, because the trees grow on the land, so first you do the trees.
I think of food as a huge chiddush. I would have thought that when you donate land, it's everything on the land. Yeah. Maybe not a building. Maybe not a building. It's a building you put there yourself. But whatever grows there naturally.
That's not what the Gemara said before. Gemara said that.
So Rav Huna made a statement. No, the trees are separate, yeah, and the land is separate.
Right.
The puzzle doesn't really seem to imply that. The puzzle doesn't say two redemptions. It meant it. You're right. It didn't say it. It meant it. Eishvei, 1 second. Hikdish shalosha ilanos. Now, mimate asara lebeisa. If you donate 3 trees in an area that could hold 10 trees in a beisa. Okay, that's the shear. You have an acre. We'll call a beisa an acre, just to be. You have an acre, and you have 3 trees in there. Can you fit 7 more trees in there?
Yes.
If yes, then the following halacha applies. Rashi says, "Shim hayu hasara mifuzarin kederech." If the 10 trees are spread out, kederech elu hayu machzikin beisa, that it takes up the size of a beisa. Zuhi din netias ilanos. There's a separate halacha. V'chol karka shebeinehem tzarech lahem. That all the land in between the 10 trees serves the trees. Lafika im hikdishon. If you donated them, hareze hikdish kakaka shebeinehem, you donated also all the land in between. V'chol ha'ilonos kitanim shebeinehem, and all little bushes in between also, and little trees also. Why? Because it's understood that comes with the land. Because you need it. So, hikdish shlosh ilonos, you donated 3 trees, mimata asara lebeisa. But the configuration is that there are 10 trees here in a beisa. And I only donated 3 of them to the Beis HaMikdash.
Are there 10 trees
or potential 10 trees? I think it's 10 trees. Harei zehikdash esakarka, ilanos shebeneihem. So what did you really donate? Everything also.
Everything, yeah.
Now the Brayer says, kishu podeh, when you redeem it, podeh beis zera chomer seor b'chamishim shekel kesef. When you redeem it at one price. So right, this Brayer is going to keep on giving other cases, but the kasha is right here. The kasha is, we just give one price. And there's two things going on. There's land and trees. So it's a kasha. Okay? That is the Gemara's kasha. Now we're going to keep on reading this brisa that has nothing to do with the kasha, which the Gemara does many times. It'll just keep on going, right? But the kasha has been asked already.
Right.
Now, pachas mikan, less configuration than that. Oh, yes, sir, mikan, or more than that. Oh, shekdishan bezeh achazeh. Or you donated them one at a time. Harezeh lo hikdish lo etzakarka v'lo etzailonos sebeneim. Then it's only the individual tree you donated, not the land in between, right? And not the other trees in between.
That's not to say that v'zachazeh is wrong. I mean,
no, it's not wrong. You can do whatever you want. You donate.
It's so bizarre to say. I mean, so no. You're just donating them one at a time.
Right, but then the trees in between don't get donated.
Yeah, but
after you donated five trees, it still doesn't happen like that. It doesn't retroactively mean you donated the land in between. That never happens.
Four brings you back?
I don't know. It's a good, I don't know.
You would think the three, then anything above three would be...
I hear. I don't know. Not only that, afilu hikdish ilonosav. First, I donated all the trees. V'yachar hikdish karka. And then I donated the land. Kishu pode, pode te ilonos b'shivuyan. I redeemed the trees, whatever they're worth. V'chose upode karka. And then I redeemed the land. It's base zerach chomers or mechamish shekel kesef. Okay? So the kasha that we have is the first case. The first thing the Mishnah said, this brisa, I mean, that when you donate three trees, it really includes all the trees, that's fine. When you redeem it at one price. Didn't Rav Huna say you redeem it at two prices? V'chi tema, you want to give me the same answer. Hachanami, poda v'chose v'poda. That it meant that, even though I didn't say it, it meant you redeemed the trees at two different prices. The last case in the Mishnah said that. The last case in this brisa said that. You donated trees, then you donated land. So when you redeem it at two different stages. That's the last thing it said, right? Kishu pode, pode se ilonos b'shvuyan, v'chose pode karka. So the what's it called said that? The last case, v'chi tema, hachanami, pode, v'chose v'pode, habi de sefer pode, v'chose v'pode. The sefer said that. Michlal, de bereshalo. The ratio, we're not talking about that case. So how do we answer Avuna? Avuna's stuck. It's a brisa that goes against him.
Right.
So the Gemara says, El Hamani, this brisa is a different Tana, which Rav Huna does not have to hold like. Who's in Tana? Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Amar who said, Maktish b'ayin ra maktish. When you donate something, you donate it in a stingy way. Ditanya, Hamaktish es hasadeh. If you donate a field, Hikdish is kula. You donate everything in the field. Why? Because the Tana Kama is going to hold. You're a generous person. I only meant to donate only that branch. No, people don't do that. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Lo hikdish el acharuv, only the bukta trees. The hamorkav, that are grafted or something. Visadin hashikma, and sycamore trees. Just some rare, only certain trees. The Rashi says they're the oldest ones. So you really, really, it's very stingy. There's a stingy gift. Right? Oh, I'm donating my field. As it comes out, which field did you donate? No, I didn't really mean that. Because, hold up, Shimon, I only meant that tree over there. That one that's been there for 200 years. That's the one I donated. The good stuff, I didn't donate that. Why? I in raw. I donated it in a stingy way. So if you donate in a stingy way, then of course it's two different worlds. Erib Shimon, aim a seifa. So one second. But if it's Rab Shimon, what did the seifa say? The seifa said, v'lo, oh, not only that, elafil hik deshilonos, you donate the trees, v'yacha kachik deshakarka, kishu podet, when you redeem it, so the trees have one price. And the land is the regular base of interest price. Arab Shimon, but if it's of Shimon, lazel busser pidyon, it should go at the price of the redemption. The lifgu agav arayhu, and the trees should be redeemed by virtue of the land. What does that mean? The Hashma'in le Reb Shimon, because we know that Reb Shimon held the Azel Basar Pidyon, that you go after the Pidyon. What does that mean? The Tanya. In order to explain what that means, you have to have a Brisa. Minayin le Lokeach Sadeh Me'aviv. You buy a field from your father. Now, after 120, you're going to inherit that field. So what are you buying it from him for? Because you don't want to wait. Right? So you buy it now. So you buy a field from your father. Hikdish, where am I? No. D'tanya, lokeach se aviv, you buy a field from your father, v'hikdishan, and then you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, which you're allowed to do. V'yachakach meis aviv, then your father passes away. Now, who owns that field?
Son.
What?
Son.
He donated it when he owned it. He donated it.
Yeah.
So minayin shetehei lefanav kistei achuza. Does it have the status of stei achuza?
Why wouldn't it have?
What? Because you bought it from him. So you mean you? You bought, when you bought it from him, you didn't treat it as de'achuzah. You treated it as purchased land. Yeah. Then you donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. And at Yovel, you don't get that back.
Okay.
It, right? But it's the Echuzah, you get back. So now you bought it, donated it, and then your father passed away.
Uh-huh. So it's not yours.
So when you donated it, it was considered bought land.
Right.
Now your father passed away, now it turns into the Echuzah. But it's turned into the Echuzah by the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So did you get it back at Yovel or not? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, no. Talmud Lomar. Talmud Lomar. So you get it back. You get it back.
You do get it back.
Yeah. Why do you get it back?
Why do you get it back?
Because im what? Im esteach miknaso ashalom esteachuzah. The only time you don't get it back is if it's land that could never be steachuzah. Meaning, if I buy land from you, you're not my father.
Right.
So if I buy land from you,
right,
and then that's never going to be steachuzah.
Right.
That I never get back. Never get that back because it can never be steachuzah. However, so the she'ena really steachuzah yatsazu. This is the exception. It would have been Ste'achuza had you been more patient. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Meir Omer, one second. Menayin lelokeach, now he changes the case. Menayin lelokeach, stodim aviv. You bought land from your father. Umeis, your father passed away. Right? And now you donate it. Now you donate it, right? Umeis aviv. And now you donate it. So what's that? Menayan shite lefanav kasteachuza. That's teachuza. What did I do? I bought it from my father. And then the day after I bought it, he passed away. So it's not teachuza. Of course it's teachuza. Of course. But Rameir holds the other case is not teachuza. That's where I bought it. Then I donated it, and then he died. Rameir says that's not Steyachuza.
It has to be that way.
Why?
Because otherwise...
Rameir only agrees to Steyachuza if you bought it,
no.
Then he died, and then you donated it. So when you was in your possession, your father passed away, then it turned into Steyachuza in your possession.
So you're donating your own thing.
Exactly.
If you didn't do it that way,
yeah.
Every single person who ever bought a field from somebody else, for whatever 50 years it's going to be,
right
before Yovel, sells it, donates it to the Beis HaMikdash,
and gets it back.
And just messes up the guy who had the ancestral field.
No, it only applies, correct. We're talking to your father.
It's the same thing. Is anybody renting a field, buying a field?
No, because if it's non-Steyachuzah, you don't get it back.
Exactly. I'm just saying, it's skipping out one step.
Does the original owner, every piece of land is Steyachuzah? I think what Mati's asking is, if every piece of land is Steyachuzah, I donate my field.
So how could there be land that's not Steyachuzah?
Correct.
That's a good question. I was wondering about that.
Right.
So how does that ever happen?
If I rent David's field and then I give it to Beis HaMikdash, David doesn't get his field back.
Exactly.
David doesn't get his field back.
Right.
Back.
So that's a good question. That's a very good question. I have to think out this case. Right. So what's going on here? The question is, how could there be land that's not Steyachuzah? Somebody's Steyachuzah. The whole Israel was given out. So how could there be land that's not Steyachuzah? How could you lose Steyachuzah? I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, we just showed you how.
What do you mean?
You just messed it up.
Right.
What?
And they say that once somebody you gave it to somebody else,
No, it depends if it's a field that you bought or Steyachuzah. So how could there be land that's not Steyachuzah? Every Jew got land. So how could there be non-Steyachuzah? How's that possible? I don't know. But having said that, that's I don't know if it answers that question, but Rameir says the only time I would agree to Steyachuzah is if you donated it after your father died. Why? Because then it's yours in all ways. You bought it from your father, but then he died. So it turned into Steyachuzah. Now you want to donate it? Of course it's Steyachuzah. But Rameir, but the first case where you bought it, then donated it, and then he died, Rameir argues on that. Rameir says that you don't get that back. Why? That's not Steyachuzah. Only if he died before you donated it. Right? As the mayor says, Menayin lokeach lemi aviv, umeis aviv, achakach kedisha, Menayin shezeh lefanav kesteyachuzah, we'll treat that as steyachuzah. Tamad lomar, it says in the pasuk, im estei miknaso shalom steyachuzah so. Sadeh she'eino steyachuzah. It's not steyachuzah. Yotzeh sazu, not this piece of land, shetehei steyachuzah, it is steyachuzah. Why is it steyachuzah? Because it died in your, because he died when you still had it in your possession. Ilul Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, afilu hikdesha, even if you donated it, v'yachar kach meis of, and then your father died, so de'achuzah, it's considered de'achuzah. My time, why? Why is it Steyachuza? Imishum Kra, Kra, look at the Rameir who the Asa. He could use the Pasuk for what Rameir said. Right? Right. But that's not a Raya. That could be a Raya that Rameir said. It's true. No one argues on Rameir that if you donated it after your father died, it's for sure Steyachuza. Not arguing on that. How's that a riot that if you do the other way, it's not Steyachuza? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that if you bought it, then you donated it, then he died, that's considered Steyachuza.
Yeah, but it was yours when he died. You
it wasn't yours, you donated it.
No, you have a right to donate it. That's
right,
what I'm
right? So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. There's no riot, there's no reason why that should not work.
Right.
So why does it work? Why is that true? El Alav, it must be Pshat, Mishum De'azil Basar Pidyon. Because you go, right now I want to redeem it. Right now I want to redeem it. Right now, what is it? At this very second, what did I do? I bought it for my father.
Right.
I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
And then my father passed away. Now, right now I want to redeem it. Right now.
Right now, it's
Achuzah. Stay Achuzah. Belongs to my father died, is it? Right now. We go Shas Pidyon. What about other factors? Other factors are all irrelevant. Why? Shas Pidyon. Right now, Shas Pidyon, it's Deyachuzah. Why not? Right? Yeah. Now, getting back to the case of the three trees, Shimon held that we don't go Shas Pidyon. Why? So what's going on here? Yeah. Right. So we said that when someone donates to three trees, the karka and the trees have the same price because you donated it in a stingy way. And then we asked, why don't you go Shas Pidyon? After all, Rabbi Shimon goes Shas Pidyon. So if you go, he should go Shas Pidyon. Right? The question said on the bottom over here. That the Braisa said, but one second, the Braisa said that if you, the last case in the Braisa was that you maktish Ilanos, then you maktish the land, two separate stages. When you redeem it in two stages. So the Gemara asked, why don't you go Shas Pidyon?
Yeah.
I'm redeeming it right now. I'm redeeming it right now. Right now I want to redeem the land. And I don't care about the fact that there's trees on the land, so what? He holds Ayin Ra.
The status change.
What?
What's the status change?
There's no status change.
So then what do you need to... So then if...
By the father, he holds Shas Pidyon, so too by the case of the trees,
right,
he should hold Shas Pidyon.
There's a status change.
What?
From Stay Mikta to Stay Achuzah, there's a status change.
Why is there a status change?
Because the father died.
But no, that's not why. That's a separate thing. But the reason is because we go Shas Pidyon. Right now, when I want to redeem it, what's the story? So right now, I want to redeem this land. What's the story? I donated trees separately. So what? Right now, I want to redeem the land. So the trees are tuffled to the land, and it should be one price. Why does the price say two prices? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says that if you redeem the land and the trees, it's two different prices. According to Rav Shimon, why should that be? Right now, I want to redeem the land. So it should be one price. That's the Gemara's question. So, where am I? Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Krash Chavad Darash. The reason why they hold that you redeem the land by the father is a different reason. It's because it's a based on a pasuk. Im Cain, if you wanted to teach me that Rameir was right, and the only time you can redeem it is if your father died before you donated it, then Lichtov Rachmana im Esdei Miknasar Shaloh Achuzaso. My Misdei, the men there, Sadashen Ruyeli Osdei Achuzah. It means that means also about land that could never be Steyachuzah, but since it is Steyachuzah right now, therefore, that's a different reason, and therefore he could still be the author of that other brisa that if you donated trees and donated land separate times, you have to redeem them at separate times. I Shas Pidyon. That's only by the case of the father because they have a pasuk. Okay, now we're going to learn a bunch of different cases now. Amr of Papa, Hikdash Tarchin, Podin Vishvuyin. Okay. What's Tarshin?
Stony plots.
What?
That's a stony plot. Not very...
You can't plant anything there. So then you have to redeem it, even though it's de'achuza. You have to redeem it at the market rate. My time of why? Because Beisera Amar Chman v'Hanvilav b'nei Zirin, because you can't plant here. So the whole planting halacha goes away. And you have to redeem it at the market price, not the set price. Lo Goalon, what if you didn't redeem it? You never redeemed it. Right? Lo Goalon, you never redeemed it. What are we talking about? We're talking about Steyachuza?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, we're talking about this rocky land. You never redeemed it. Yotzon B'Yovel. It still goes back to you at Yovel, like other Steyachuza.
This is L'Kohanim B'Yovel.
Hmm?
This is L'Kohanim B'Yovel.
Right. It goes to the Kohanim, like other Steyachuza that you never redeemed. So that's the halacha, I forgot. Steyachuza that you don't redeem at Yovel goes to Kohanim. Okay? So Yotzim B'Yovel. My time of why? Sada Am Rachmana called to who? Sada Am Rachmana called to who? Any kind of Sada, this is not considered a Sada. Case number two. Machar Tarchin, if you sold Tarchin, Nigalin Pachos Mishteshanim. You're allowed to redeem it less than 2 years. Whenever you sell Steyachuza, the guy who bought it has a minimum of 2 years to work it. It's really a rental for 2 years. After 2 years, you can redeem it. Okay? What happens if Yovel comes in the middle? We'll get to that. But you have 2 years. But this, you can redeem any moment. Even though it's Steyachuza, you don't have to wait 2 years. My time, why is that? Mispar Shnei Tevuos Am Rachmana, because it says in the Torah, you have to have two crops. It's 2 years. Vahani, Vahai, La B'nei Tevuos, you can't grow anything here, so I'm waiting 2 years. Lo Golan, if you didn't redeem it, Chazeres L'Bailim B'Yovel. It goes back to the Bailim and Yovel, like other Steyachuza. not the Beis HaMikdash. If I rent it to somebody, if I sell it to someone else, it's really a rental till Yovel. Then it goes back to me. It's my Steyachuza. My time, why is that? V'shav L'Achuza, Sarah Marchmana V'Hainam Yachuzi. It's still Steyachuza. Case number three. This is the case that we're going to have questions on. Hikdish Ilanos, if you donate trees, Podem B'Shvuyen. You have to redeem them at a set price, not Steyachuza price. My time, why is that? Bezera Abrahmana, Velo Ilanos. Not trees. Only things you grow in the ground, not trees, tall trees. Lo Golan, if you didn't redeem it, Ein Yotzin L'Kahanim B'Yovel. It doesn't go to the Kahanim on Yovel. Ein Yotzin L'Kahanim B'Yovel. It doesn't go to the Kahanim on Yovel, like other Steyachuza that have not been redeemed. V'hoya Hasada Amrachmana V'lo Ilanos. Because I'm only talking about Hasada and not trees. Number four, Machar Ilanos. If you sold trees, Ein Negalan Pachas Mishteshanim. You can't redeem it for 2 years. Why? In that sense, it's considered a crop. My time of why? Shnei Tivuos Amrachmana, because it says two crops. V'hani B'nei Tivuos Nino. There's crops here also. Lo Golan, if you didn't redeem it, Ein Chozeres L'Bailim B'Yovel. It doesn't go back to you on Yovel, like other Steyachuza. My time, why is that? B'shav Me'lachuzah, so Amar Rachmana, V'lo Ilanos. Fine. That was four cases. Amar Mar, case number three. Hikdish Ilanos. If you donated to the Beis HaMikdash trees, Kodem B'Shvuyam. You redeem them at their set price. Amai, why is that? Likdishu Agav Arayhu. Why don't I redeem them? Why don't I makdish them? Weren't they makdish by virtue of the land? In other words, you can't donate a tree without donating the land. It doesn't make sense, right? So I donated the land underneath also. Otherwise, the tree's going to die. So v'lifruku agav arayhu. And why can't I redeem it through the land? And I paid a set 50 shekel. Why am I paying more? Why am I paying $1 million? I can pay 50 shekel, right? Okay. V'chitem ilanos akdish. I didn't donate the land. I only donated the trees. I didn't donate the land underneath. There's no such thing. If I sell my tree to you, I sell you a tree. You own it down to the depth of the Tahom. Right? Till the earth's core, you own that tree. All the way down to till it comes on China, other side of the world, in China. Right? You own the whole thing. So don't tell me you donated the trees and not the land underneath. There's no such thing. So 1 second. Lavit marala, beba machmas taina. Now, that's only true when it comes to a sale. When it comes to a sale, I bought the tree. You told me a tree. When I don't own the land underneath, I'm going to come and do work. And go, you can't, oh, you don't own that. It's ridiculous. When it comes to a sale, we don't say. When it comes to donating to the Beis HaMikdash, who said? Maybe not.
You're saying he's got to have a way to get to the tree.
What?
He has to have a way, a lane to get to the tree.
Exactly. But there's no, it doesn't have to be like that when it comes to the donation. So therefore, it doesn't have, therefore, there's no such thing. Next. Stay mikneh nosim b'shvuyav. Tana Rabbanan. It says that stay mikneh, you have to, Rabbi Lazar said, stay mikneh, which means land you bought. And you donated it, now you want to redeem it. It's whatever it's worth. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, it's also 50 shekel. Same price. Why? Tana Rabbanan miskas. Matav lomar, lafi, it says miskas means a price. I would say stay make the same story. Talmud Lomar Miskas Ulaza Omer Nemar Khan Vikishev Benavalahal Bhishev by both fields, whether it's Deachuz or Stemik that it says Vikishev, Malahal and Davar Katsov, Avkan Davar Katsov. So it's like over there it's a set price, so to here it's a set price. What's the price? 50 shekel. Ibarlahu, Rabbanan, Isli Gzeira Shava, do they hold from this Gzeira Shava? Umafkin Le Lachomesh, and then you don't have to pay back the fifth? What's the story with this extra fifth? Right? Because the fifth, when you want to redeem stay achuz, you have to pay a fifth. Odilma lesli gzera shava, lesli chomesh. There's no gzera shava, there's no chomesh. Amar Rava, mistabru lesli gzera shava, the mistam, there's no gzera shava. Midigoli rachmana chomesh, gabi stay achuza. When is there a chomesh? By stay achuza. The gabi makdish beso. And if you makdish your house. Only in two places is there such a thing as a fifth. So nowhere else, right? Whenever the Torah wants to tell you something, it'll say it one time, and it applies to all similarly situated cases. But if Torah said it twice, why Torah say it twice? Ah, it's only those two cases. However, ulandam malamdin, sometimes people say that even if it says it twice, it's still malamdin, and it could teach us other things. Well, medoy rachman a chomesh b'maiser, there's a chomesh b'maiser sheni. And there's a chomesh for behema tahora and behema tameya, by different animals and redeeming animals. Havel and tuva behema landon. There are many places where it says a fifth. So where it doesn't say it, it doesn't apply. Tanakh Avasi de Rava. There's a brayso that supports Rava that there's no chomesh on a sada makne. V'lo l'taimei. Not for that reason. Tanakh Avasi miskas erchecha hikshu akasuv l'erchin. The Torah compares to erchin. Ma erchin ein mosif chomesh al stei mikne af. Ma erchin ein mosif chomesh. There's no chomesh on erchin. Af so too stay mikne ein mosif chomesh. Okay. We'll try to do a little more for another 2-3 minutes. B'shar muad shehemus as a eved. B'shar muad kills an eved. Lahakil ulahachmir kula and chumra. Right. It's a kula and chumra. Keita, what's going on? So echad shehemus as hanoah shabavadim. You killed the Olympian Eved, the guy's like an Olympian runner, the most amazing Eved you ever created. The guy's like, you know, Superman. Or, Vesakar Sheva Avadim, or you killed some 100-year-old man, the Eved, who's worthless. No Sid Shoshim Tell, it's the same price. Same price. Hamas Ben Chorin, what if you kill a regular person? No Sid Shavuyev, you give its value. If an animal kills, if a person kills a person, the guy gets Misa. If your animal kills a person, you have to pay kofar, right? What's the kofar? Whatever he's worth. An eved, 30 shekel. Doesn't make a difference if he's an Olympian. Doesn't make a difference if he's a cripple. Doesn't make a difference. Chevel b'zeh u'b'zeh, but if you hit them, if you damage them, no se nezek shalim. You have to be mezek shalim. So, b'muad in b'tam lo, only by a muad and not a tam. Le'masis lo kribi akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. Omer af tam shechavu ba'adam mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. If a tam hits somebody, he also pays a nezek shalim. Afilu tam Rabbi Akiva. Could even be Rabbi Akiva. Hu adin dafilu tam nami. Even a tam also pays nezek shalim. So I did the kabbalah l'misnei seifa. The reason why we said a muad was because of the seifa. Hamis Evan, Hamis ben Chorin. The muru the mishkachas la. By damage, maybe Akiva could hold you pay nezek shalim, but not by death. So b'tam lo mashkachas la, mishimachli ketani muad. That's why we said a muad only by the case of the death. Okay? We'll stop here by onus and mafateh, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. All right.